Angela Johnson Reyes, full name. Welcome to the show, you guys. This is the show where I interview people who have personal ghost stories, and they just share their stories with us, and then we all get creeped out and have bad dreams later. Like, it's a thing. We all like it. Don't worry about it. It's fine. Very excited for tonight's show. Great guests lined up. And also, before we get started, I wanted to show you. Today I'm drinking wine. You know, I'm usually tequila type of girl, but I'm drinking wine today just so that I could use my brand new Queen Bee glasses. I'm very excited about these Queen Bee glasses that I got. Guess where I got them? TJ Maxx. Ayo, ain't no shame in my game. Cheers, everyone. Okay, before we jump into guests, let's play the video that we posted on my Instagram and talk about this for a second.
What are you waving at, Le?
This little girl's at the cemetery, maybe visiting a family member. Bye-bye. And she starts waving at the air. And then there's a moment coming up real soon where it looks like she goes to give a kiss to an invisible person right there. She's going to give a kiss. To who? To an invisible person. And then it looks like she reaches up to touch the invisible person. Unreal. And she's like, yeah, he was right there, right there, right there. Clearly, I understand baby talk fluently. And this one, this is like a Tesla or something. And it has like motion activated that there's a person walking by and they're at a cemetery and there is no person walking by. That is creepy. Oh my gosh, that is a great way to start off the show. Ladies and gentlemen, my special guest this evening is really a wild one. And when I say wild one, think like the new era of Johnny Knoxville, Jackass, whoever is wild and crazy and doing the most with an exotic animal that you've never even heard of. Please welcome my boy, Stax, to the show.
What's up, Angela? How are we doing?
And of course, you would have a snake around your neck.
Yeah, yeah. She's not being cooperative right now because this is her time to play. But yes, of course I would.
Oh my gosh. Oh, and in your mouth. She's just looking for a cave.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, tell me what's happening with the snake right now. What is this your pet? Did you just find it? What's happening?
No, yeah, yeah. She's actually my only pet. I had like five. I just sold a few, but she's the one I kept. I love her.
What kind of snake is she?
She's just a ball python. So one of the most domesticated tamed pythons there is out there. And she's just super friendly and super social. She's not aggressive at all. She's never bitten a human. She's just adorable. She's
Actually like snakes. I do enjoy a snake. Like, you know, when you're walking down the street and then there's the guy out there with like his big old snake and he's like, who wants to take a picture with my snake for $20? I'm the girl that's like, I'll do it. Yeah. Let me wear the
No,
snake.
They're really cool. People have like a misconception. Like lizards are way worse than snakes. Lizards will bite your finger off.
Really?
A snake. Yeah. Hell yeah. A snake would maybe nip you if it felt threatened enough and then sit back to say, now leave me alone. You know?
Okay, now I know you have experience with other snakes that are not so domesticated. I think we have a video of one. Ryan, can you pull this up, this craziness?
After talking to Garrett for once, you're already a pro.
Oh, my God. Oh, Jesus.
You like that? Relax.
Oh, and you just met that snake in the wild, and you already on our like first-name basis with it.
Pretty much. And it was not happy to be my friend as much as I was to be its friend.
Oh my God. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So we'll talk more about your crazy animal escapades. And I follow you on Instagram and you're the fish. You go fishing. And the fish that you pull out of the ocean, I've never seen these type of fish before. And I'm like, what kind of fish do they got over there in Florida? Because I've never even huge, crazy, exotic, like aquarium style fish. Crazy.
Yeah. So I mean, we're not fishing capital of the world for no reason. You know, we got literally everything.
Unreal. So, okay, we'll get to it later, but everybody needs to follow you on Instagram and follow you wherever you're at, TikTok and all the things, because you have some crazy videos with all the animals. Stax, aka Exotic Express, at Stax 954. Follow him. You better wear the merch. Mm-hmm. You better wear
the merch.
Oh,
you gotta wear the merch. You know.
Shoot. okay, let's jump into these scary stories. So tell me, I know you have a couple. Let's just jump right in. Set the whole mood, year, age, how old are you, where are you, all the things. Let's go.
Okay, so I would date it to the first experience or encounter ever. I was 7 years old in my grandmother's house, and I was always fascinated with horror movies and stuff, right? But when this happened, I wasn't fascinated anymore. I was running to the restroom. Yeah, it was like a big family occasion. It might have been Christmas or something like that. I was seven, so it's kind of faint to what the exact day was, but the whole family was there, and I ran down this hallway to go to the restroom. So as I cut the corner and turned right, literally right in front of my face was what seemed as to be about a 6-foot aura, but it was black, just pitch black. Mm-hmm. And if I had to try to identify what it was like hood pulled up, pants and boots. I don't know why I'm saying that's what it was, because it wasn't a detailed outfit, but it was just that. It's the big, bulky, black. And it felt dark, and I sprinted away. So from there, I ran back to everybody.
This is your grandma's house?
Yes, this was my grandmother's house.
Okay.
So I immediately ran away. I was terrified. I told everybody. They all said I was crazy. They told my mother, oh, take your son to get checked out because he's crazy, right? So a few years later, I got in trouble in school or whatever. So my mom was like, you know what? You're going to go stay at your grandma's house. I was like, okay, fine. I just stayed there for a couple of weeks. I'm sleeping one night and it's pitch black. I'm out in the living room. She's asleep in her room. Nobody's near me at all.
Wait, is this your punishment now? Like when you're bad, they're like, oh, guess where you're going? Haunted.
Yeah, because
house.
None of my friends went over there. Yeah, I was away from all my friends. They're like, you're staying there. You're having no fun. So I was like, all right, whatever. So I'm sleeping and it's about 2:30 in the morning and I wake up to nails running through my hair.
Listen, I'm all for a head tickle massage. I love a head scratch. Give me all the head scratch all day. As long as I can physically see
the
you
person
and know who you are. Yeah. Hell no.
I'm on the same page. I love a good head scratch. But then I wake up, and as I open my eyes, I feel like the last brush of it leaving my hair. And I look around, and I see nothing. I sprint, turn the light on as fast as I possibly could, and there's nobody there. There's no sounds. There's no people. There's no anything at all. So from there, I call her next day. I'm like, look, pick me up. Get me the hell out of here. Uh-huh. This was a few years later.
Hell no. Okay, wait. So how old are you?
At this time, when this happened, I was probably like 12.
Okay. So first of all, when you felt the scratching of your hair, and then what did you think it was? Maybe your grandma or something, or like
that's what I woke up thinking. That's exactly what I woke up thinking.
Okay, so it's grandma, and then you turn around and there's nothing there. Okay, first of all, I am proud of you for getting up and turning the light on, because I don't know that I could have even done that. That requires getting out of the safety of covers, because everybody knows covers is like your safety. That's like
literally
getting out of safety of covers to go in the dark to the light switch to turn it on. I'm proud of you, first of all.
I had to sprint over and do that. And then, so then something weird started happening where I don't know why I came to this theory or whatever, but I started to realize like there's something that follows me, because I would move into different homes and it was consistent. It just kept happening. Mm-mm. These things kept happening. So years later, I'm probably 16, 17 now. I had a couple other ghost sightings, but it was quick, a quick walk by, a quick glance. But then this was creepy as hell. I'm in one of my newer apartments. I'm about 17 years old at the time. And I kid you not, I close my microwave, and in the reflection, I see a girl standing directly behind me.
Mm-mm.
Turn around, there's nothing there. Now she's not in the reflection either. It was a split second thing.
Was she young, old? Do you remember like—
What seemed to be young. I wouldn't say young, okay, like teenage girl, but I wouldn't say old like vieja, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
she was definitely like, I don't know, a 20-something or something like that.
She would have been on Tinder. She was in that age range.
Yes, yeah. You know, exactly.
She was that age. Okay.
So then it gets better, right? I move into a next house. And at this time, I'm about 20, 22, I would say. Actually, I think I was exactly 22. Dang. And me and my boy are in my bedroom. We're watching something, some show or whatever, YouTube or something like that. And my bedroom doorway was to the right. And out of nowhere, I see, this is the male ghost that stays with me. I see it pass through the doorway. Mm-mm. I stop and I don't react. I see him staring at the doorway. He's no longer watching TV. He's staring. Okay.
Who is staring?
And I say, my friend that was with me in the room.
Okay. So your friend sees the guy walk by and now he's
staring, locked in at the doorway. This is the first time I've ever had a friend witness it with me. Shoot. And I finally was like, yes, I'm not crazy. Somebody else saw this with me.
Oh my God.
So I say to him, I said, hey, what are you looking at? He turns around, shocked. He's like, bro, you didn't just see that? I was like, yes, but I know that you saw it. What did you see? He's like, bro, I just saw a man walk past your doorway, bro. I was like, yeah, I know. I've been telling you this for years. Y'all said I was the crazy white boy. Now look at you. God. Yes. So whatever, time goes on, right? Mm-hmm. There was another time I was messing with this girl at the time and she ended up sleeping over or whatever. And she says to me, I can't come here no more. I say, why? She's like, in my dream last night, there was a girl in this room with us and she told me, never come back or it's going to be bad for me. Right?
Oh, hell no.
She never came back. And so, I feel like this was the same girl from the microwave.
Let me tell you, when I said she would have been on Tinder and she would have been swipe left, right, she got real protective over you. She was now that's my man. That's my man now. Oh, you want to come spend 100%. A night? Oh, you want to spend a night? Okay. Let's see what happens if you come spend a night again then.
I'm going to evict you. So she was evicted, right? So this happened. Now I'm just going to fast forward to this, what I was told, right? About a year ago, I had a friend at work. You know, I work at the improv. Shout out to the improv gang.
Hey-o. So,
yep. So I'm at work and I just had this really weird dream and I was really offset. So I'm talking to one of my friends and she's like, no, just open up to me. I promise I'm not a person of judgment. I want to hear you. So I'm talking to her and everything I'm telling her, she's like, she's Spanish, by the way. You know, Spanish mothers and grandmothers can be very deep rooted into spirituality and these kind of things,
mm-hmm.
right? So I tell her this whole story, dream, whatever the case may be. About a week later, randomly, I'm sitting here working in the service bar and she comes up to me. She's like, hey, somebody wants to see you outside. I'm like, all right, cool. We go out front. It's her mother.
Okay.
Her mother does not speak a lick of English. So my friend is translating the entire conversation between me and her mother.
Okay.
So her mother's like, look, I'm so sorry. I know this is weird, but I've been dying to meet you ever since she told me what you told her. I was like, all right, well, thanks for coming by. Like, what now? She's like, well, I wanted to potentially meet up with you and actually sit down and talk more. But she's like, I have to tell you right now, I actually don't feel comfortable talking to you. I said, why? She's like, you're going to think, don't think I'm crazy. You already kind of know something's going on, but I'm going to tell you right now, you have two people standing right behind each shoulder. Mm-mm. Yeah, that's what she said. We're outside of the improv.
Oh no.
And she says, you have two people standing behind you.
Oh no.
One is a gentleman, one is a young lady. Mm-mm. These were the same things I've been seeing forever.
Oh wow.
I don't know this lady from anywhere. So she says that, and she says, these are your protectors, but I'm here to tell you, the man is a good entity. The girl's not good. She's dark.
Oh, jealous.
But for whatever reason, this crazy woman is protective of me.
Wow.
But she's not a good entity.
Interesting. Okay. So the male figure is protecting you. The female figure is protective of you. Like if anybody mess with you, but she's also not good to you either.
Weird. What? Strange. So then like a week later, she's like, hey, I know like the talk with my mom last week was really weird, but she had a dream about you. I was like, okay, what happened? I'm not kidding right now. This was 100% real. She said she was in my bedroom. I said, well, okay, how about you tell her to tell me what my bedroom looks like?
Uh-uh.
She stated where the window was, what my blanket looked like, mm-mm. the painting that hung over my bed, no the way. Rug I had in my room, and how my room was positioned and placed.
Oh,
she
no.
had never been inside of my room one time in her life.
Uh-uh.
Neither had the friend. Like, neither of them had anything to do with my home. She explained it word for word, what it was. And she said, in my dream, I was in there and there was four people standing around your bed looking for you, but you weren't there at the time.
Okay.
And that's all I ever heard from her again. She never spoke to me again.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Okay, four people.
I'm trying to figure it out.
Did she say what they looked like? Who the four people were? Was it your two protectors?
Two of them were them. And okay. Then the last thing she actually relayed was that tell him that what he needs to do is find out who that man is and tell him to make that his number one priority in life is to dig deeper with that, find out who he is, because there's something he needs to find out there. And that's all I know to tell him. And never heard from her again.
Wow.
Yeah.
So they were looking for you in your bed, but you weren't there. I wonder what that means. I am going to, sounds like you have a ghost stalker. That's
yeah.
Andrea Lynn says you have a ghost stalker.
It's been with me for years.
That's incredible. I'm going to talk to my friend Brandon. He's on our other podcast, Nights at the Round Table, and he interprets dreams, and he's incredible. We're going to do an episode with him interpreting people's dreams. It's crazy. Well, I'm going
to
ask.
I would love to hear it because I had two quick dreams I could tell you about. One, yeah. My mother's ex-fiance passed away in our apartment, the same one I saw the girl. And he passed away on our balcony.
Oh no.
And literally the next day, again, a dream could be a dream. Who knows where dreams really come from? There's a lot to that we don't know and understand.
Sure.
But the next day, it's a dream. There's a knock at that door. I look through the peephole and it's him in all white. He wore glasses, but in the dream, he had no glasses. I answer the door. I was like, oh my God, Rob. He's like, listen, I'm okay. And I woke up.
Ooh.
Woke up drenched in goosebumps, like covered head to toe, just my whole skin was standing up and crawling. And it wasn't your normal, like, oh, it felt so real. It was like he told me that and woke me up. I could not go back to sleep. It was so weird.
Leah then, says this man has to be a spirit guide. There are meditations to connect with your guides. Once you are connected, it is a very powerful relationship. Ooh, we got to get you some of these meditations.
So that's what I started doing, especially when I was told that these two are with you at all times, so to speak, in the words of her, the mother, she said they're with you at all times and you need to find out about the man. And more so just really, that was my final decision to just embrace them. And I guess, even though it sounds crazy, just appreciate them and try to embark on that little venture as much as I can.
Mm-hmm.
There was one night about 6 months ago where something bad happened to me. Well, that's kind of more personal. I'll keep that off air. But what happened the night before, I couldn't go to sleep all night. I was covered in cold sweats my entire sleep. And there was a point at about 3:30 in the morning.
It's called COVID. Woke up. It's called COVID, but continue.
Yeah, right? Yeah, that's what we would think. But I look and the girl standing right at my doorway. Black figure.
Uh-huh.
But it's the girl, I can tell, standing there, not moving from my doorway, as if like a don't leave this room.
Uh-huh.
I left the room, and the next day, something pretty annoyingly terrible happened to me, and it just immediately a thought popped in my head, and it was like, was that her telling me not to leave? Should I have like listened to that and obeyed that?
Like she was trying to protect you.
Per usual.
Okay, first of all, just 4 seconds ago when you saw me go like this is when I realized that the nails scratching your head was her. But it just connected to me right now.
100%. That just gave me goosebumps too on my neck. You even saying that.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. I don't know who this is and why. You know what I mean? Why? Why me? What did I do? Who are you?
Right.
Why are we attached? Man.
I mean, yeah, like spirit guides. Like there's so many different schools of thought when it comes to this kind of stuff. And some people believe spirit guides or your ancestors or just an entity that attached itself to you. Did you ever play with a Ouija board or anything like that growing up when you were a kid?
No, but you're going to think I'm crazy because I'm dying to.
No.
I want to so bad.
No, bruh. Okay, listen. Okay. So we have had on the show AJ Barrera, and he is a psychic medium. And he said, first of all, did you just whisper something? Did somebody just whisper something?
Not at all.
Oh, hell no. I just heard something whisper in my earphones. You swear you didn't just whisper something?
No, but that was happening to me here two nights ago in my kitchen. I went upstairs and went to sleep because it was annoying me.
Okay, I totally just heard something right now. I don't know if, and leave a comment if you guys just heard that, unless it was just in my headphones. But
well, you're in the dark room, and that little doorway back there is creeping me out.
I know. Trust. I'm creeped out myself. Oh my God, I just heard it. Tell me if you guys heard it in the comments, please. Okay. Oh, Danielle says, I heard a whisper too. Totally heard whispering. Everybody hears whispering.
Yeah, I don't.
You swear you didn't just whisper?
Everyone's saying that. Yeah, I totally heard that. Yes, I heard it. I heard whispering. I heard it. Shit.
Oh my God.
I heard it.
I gotta replay this back and see if. Okay. Anywho, I was going to say something. Okay. So AJ Barrera was on here and he was saying, whatever you do, do not play with a Ouija board. Like, it is just a dark portal to nothing good. And then also my other friend, Momo Rodriguez, do you know Momo? He's a comedian. Momo, he's a comedian.
But possibly.
He's also been a ghost hunter for like 10 years and like just is very well versed in the field. And he also is like, do not play with Ouija boards. We had a girl on here who told her story that started with Ouija boards and just incredible stories of Ouija boards, like not in a good way incredible, just like, why did I do this to myself? Incredible. So I would highly advise against it, but you do you. Make your own decisions. You a grown up. But hell no, I'm not playing with no
Ouija. Well, yeah, so it's also like almost, you know, I always want to, but then I'm not going to do it alone and nobody wants to do it with me. Mm-hmm. And then in the same breath, it's like, if I have all these experiences without it, I guess I don't even need to play it because I'm kind of just living in a damn Ouija board. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And I feel like clearly you're already susceptible. There you go. To like the spirit realm. If they're already attaching themselves to you and whatnot, that if you open a dark portal even more, like I would hate for you to invite.
Listen. I have another one for, I have two quick ones for you. I'll try to chop this up quickly.
Yeah, I know. Tell me.
So, I had once, this was another home. This was the creepiest shit that's ever happened to me in my entire life ever. I'm sleeping in bed and I just, another one of those wake ups. I wake up and I'm not like, I woke up, but I'm still in my sleep. I woke up and there's a man with what seemed like a fitted cap standing over me, but another black aura. I've come to learn the dark figures, they don't carry a good energy at all. There's something discomforting about that. Mm-hmm. And the bright ones, they're good. Even though it's still a strange sight to see that, it's still like there's something good about them.
Yeah.
So I wake up and he's standing right over me. What, something propels me out of bed. I jump out of my bed, jump down the flight of stairs, did not touch one step, jump to the bottom, open my door, ran out to the street in my boxers. Uh-uh. My mom runs out. Again, I'm 17 at this time. My mom runs outside and she's like, honey, what the hell are you doing? I was like, Mom, this and this and this and this and blah, 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 blah. Over time, she started to come to where she's like, you know what? I honestly believe you because I see you're not a crazy person. You live an every regular day life, but this keeps happening to you. So the next day, there was a friend I had in that neighborhood and we're playing basketball and I tell him about it. And then he's like, we get to the point where I tell him what happened. He said, was he wearing a cap, like a baseball cap? Mm-mm. I got mad. I said, why the hell do you know that? Like, it was either you in there or you know something about this. Mm-hmm. And I got pissed. Mm-hmm. And he just said to me, he's from a certain culture where I believe they're into stuff like that. And he said to me, all I know is that that's very bad and you need to leave. Mm-mm. And the last thing I ever remember about that place, I had a dream in there where in my dream, I walked in the house, I looked up and it was like an elevated ceiling. So I looked up, there was a cross like glued to the wall, to the ceiling though. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And when I looked back down, my younger brother, for whatever reason, sorry to sound weird, he was butt naked on all fours and he crawled at me at the speed of light.
Hell no.
I woke the hell up and we ended up moving out of that house like three months later.
Goodbye.
Yeah. Nah, it was strange. A lot of strange stuff happened in that house.
Bro, somebody left a comment and I fully agree with him. They said, don't get a board, get a medium. Get in touch with somebody who is a professional in this field and not just any old buddy. People have energy. People have good energy. I would say message AJ Barrera on here. He's fantastic energy. You want to connect with someone who is like good people, good energy, good spirit, like that radiates love, right? Mm-hmm. One of those type of people who is in the spirit world and understands the world to help you get to the bottom of if these entities that are with you are good, bad. Is it time to say goodbye once and for all because it's not good? Or was that good that she tried to warn you and you ended up getting hurt the next day?
Listen, oh my God, so sorry, but I'm reading this comment too where it says, I feel like you need to pay attention to smells. There's two smells that I smell often and no one else will. And it'll be these two different scents of perfume specifically.
Okay.
Out of nowhere, I could be sitting somewhere. I could be with four people, five people in a group of 10 people. And it's, do y'all smell that? I don't smell anything. You guys don't smell like a perfume that like just passed through. It's not like we're walking through a mall. We could be chilling on my balcony, hanging out, playing board games. And it's like, you don't smell the perfume right now. It's like, no, not at all. And it was one time and my mom was like, yes, I just smelled that too. Nobody else in the room at all smelled it. Mm-hmm. So I almost feel like my mom kind of has like a little connection there to it, mm-hmm. but I got some abnormally strong tie to whatever the hell is going on there. I don't understand it.
Did you smell anything burnt? That's what this girl Leah was saying. Have you ever smelled
not that,
burnt?
I mean, not that I can recall. But I don't even want to know if I did, because that sounds freaky as hell, like a burnt body or something.
Well, they do say the smell of sulfur is demonic. Like if you smell sulfur, that usually means an evil spirit is lurking.
It's always a very refreshing scent.
Yeah.
So weird.
Did it smell like roses or peonies?
Yeah, like a Bath and Body Works perfume.
Yes, queen. It's a stripper ghost. Yes. these are some crazy stories, and I'm going to connect you with AJ. And maybe he can help you out. And I would love to do like a follow-up with you. And mm-hmm. let's talk about like what happened. What was AJ able to help you with, or anybody, if you end up seeing somebody else that.
That'd be awesome. The thing is, I've never wanted to, like, I've always wanted that conversation and experience. But then I always feel like the typical person, if I walk into somewhere seeking that help, then I'll just get the basic, mm-hmm. okay, so. Oh yeah, you're feeling something. Yeah, there's somebody with you, right? Yeah, no shit. I just told you all that. Like, right, you know, right, I don't right. want them to like give me the runaround. Like, I want to be able to like when I met that lady, the mother of my friend, uh-huh. without me telling her, yeah. she told me what my bedroom looks like,
yeah.
what's with me. And the two things that she said were standing by my side, I had seen on multiple occasions, years leading up to that point, without me mm-hmm. telling her first. That's the encounter and experience that I want.
Mm-hmm.
Just to know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we had AJ on here and he started saying I was signing off with him like, hey, thank you for being on the show. And he's like, before we go, there's this woman that's been coming through all night. And he starts describing her. And he's like, I think this is for you or Jaki, my road manager and assistant Jaki. And I was like, well, I don't recognize who you're talking about. And then Jaki starts texting me and she's like, he's talking about my grandma. That's my grandma. Like he's describing her like. To the T. And then, so they end up having a conversation about her grandma, and eventually her uncle ends up coming through too. It was incredible. Somebody here said, there's a couple of people talking about smell. Christina Clifford said, I smell my best friend's perfume all the time. She passed away a few years ago. That's incredible. And so sorry for your loss. And also I wonder if that means like she's with you, like she's there and that's her way of telling you I'm here. Todd mm-hmm. also says, the night my dad passed, I didn't know he had, but his scent came into my room. That's incredible. That is beautiful, actually. And also, so sorry for your loss. I really...
And super spooky at the same time. It's like an awesome thing, but then it's so hard for us to understand as still human beings in the flesh. All we right. know is reality. So when you're talking out of the norm and paranormal, then it's like so hard to wrap your head around.
I know. This is so crazy, which is why I love telling these stories and hearing these stories. Like, I don't ever want it to happen to me. Like, I don't want scary experiences, but I do like hearing about other people's scary experiences. Once it starts happening to me, then I'm like, okay, I'm done. Clock out. Bye. Ghost Stories with Angela. It was a fun run. Thank you all for coming. Bye.
That's funny.
Okay. So I'm going to bring on a couple more guests. Do you want to stay on?
Yeah. I want to hear what they got to say.
Okay, cool. So thank you everybody who has been listening thus far. We are going to bring in the next guest for the evening. This woman grew up in a haunted house, and she has some experiences that she's going to share with us. Please welcome Wendy Flores. Hey, Wendy.
Hi. First of all, I need a drink after that.
Right? Cheers. That was intense.
The comments are cracking me up that one of them said that the Avon lady was haunting you.
Oh, yeah.
I saw that.
The Avon perfume. Okay, so Wendy, you are in California, correct?
Yes. Yeah.
Did your story take place in California? Did you grow up in Cali?
No, I was born in Cali, but I was raised in Washington State.
Okay.
So it happened in Washington State.
Let's get into it. Tell us.
So it's probably about 8 or 9, and we moved into this house on 12th Street. And our bedrooms were in the basement, and I would constantly see, like, this dark shadow, like, go past my bedroom door. I shared it with my sister. But I guess I was crazy when I was a kid. I don't know, because it didn't scare me.
Mm-hmm.
But one night, our cat, Mickey, used to sleep with me. And one night, he's, like, laying there, and I feel him being, like, pulled away from me.
Oh, hell
no. So I wake up. I wake up, and he's just looking at me like, what the fuck, right?
He's like, Mom, can you hold on to me, please?
Yeah, and I see this hand go down the side of the wall.
Nah.
Yeah, it was. And you know what? My, like, not scared little self was like, oh, I wonder what's under my bed.
No.
Yeah, I don't know.
And you looked?
I did. I didn't see anything.
Listen.
I don't know if I was just so used to it that it didn't scare me anymore. Like, I straight up named him. His name was George.
So hold on. You're not scared of George, but here go your cat getting dragged away, eyes wide, like, I'm scared of George.
Yeah, oh, he's scared of George. Yeah.
So
there's so many stories.
Your cat gets dragged away. You see the hand going down the wall. And when you say you see the hand, can you describe a little more for me? Like, is this just like a ghost hand, like, dragging along, or it's just like?
It's just like this dark shadow. Like, we had a bunk bed. And it was, like, this dark shadow that just, like, went down the wall. Like, oh, I got caught. I'm gonna, like, go away now.
Oh. Like, he was like, oh, excuse me. Backing away now. So sorry. I was just coming for the cat. So sorry. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay, tell us more.
Yeah. So, Other times, there was one time my sister and I were, like, playing in the basement. We were probably actually fighting in the basement. But she's, like, I don't know if she was, like, coming at me. I can't remember specifically, but I'm backing up. And then all of a sudden, I feel like I, like, bump into somebody. And I turn around, and I'm, like, 2 feet from the wall, and there's nobody behind me.
Wow.
And I'm, like, I'm gonna go now. Like, I'm gonna go upstairs now.
Like, you bumped into somebody and you're like, oh, I'm so sorry. No, nobody's there.
Yeah, no, nobody's there. Yeah. And neither of us saw anything. But yeah, it was, there's so many. Yeah. I would run up the stairs, and you go up these stairs and you, like, you don't walk up them. You, like, run up them because there's something in the basement that's just not okay.
Where you slept.
Yeah, where I slept.
Let's talk about that for a second. Were your parents mad at you? They were like, listen, this basement is haunted. You guys gonna sleep down there. Bye.
No, so I grew up in a super, like, Christian conservative home.
Okay.
And when my mom found out these stories, because there's some other stories that happened, but when she found out, she, like, of course, called the pastor. They came, they prayed over the house. Like, there was this whole, like,
Shandita,
yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Oil on the walls, like,
yes.
Whatever.
But
yeah. It did nothing other than make her feel happy, I guess. So
it did nothing. Thank you, Pastor. So did anybody else see this, or just you?
You know, my siblings never ever told me that they ever saw anything. There are times, like, I would go, my room eventually got moved upstairs for a little while.
You graduated. Congratulations.
I did. I graduated to my own bedroom. And I would have, like, toys or brushes or whatever, like, and I put them on my bed, and you'd walk away, and I'd come back, and they'd be gone, and I'm like yelling at my siblings, like, what did you guys do with my stuff? And they were like, we don't know what you're talking about, like, whatever. And then a little while later, I'd go back in my room, and it would be back where I left it. Like, so this, mm-hmm. whatever it was, would, like, play these little games with me where yep. it would, like, take my things. And none of my siblings ever have, like, shared my stories. I'd never saw it. And I even made, like, this in elementary school. We were playing, like, paper mache. I even made, like, this. Now that I think back on it, it was like this demon.
Whoa.
He was like this crazy thing. And he was my new friend. You know?
That's what he looked like. You saw, that's yeah. what he looked like.
That's what he looked like. And I didn't, like, in my mind, I'm like, yeah, it's just whatever, right?
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So he's not scary. He's demon looking, but he's not scary. Mm-hmm. And he doesn't ever like do mean things to you or like try to like pull your feet or pull your blanket off other than pulling your cat. That's like the meanest thing he's ever done to you. So yeah. Nobody in your family saw these things except for you, but your mom believed you enough to get mm-hmm. the pastor to come. So when your mom got the pastor to come, was that just like, can you help my daughter feel better? Or did your mom feel like there's something, my daughter sees it. What was that?
I think she might have felt it because it was like, it wasn't just something's wrong with my child. And they like blessed the whole house, like this whole thing. We did, I think too, that my mom, so I am Mexican. My ancestry, one of my great grandfathers is a medicine man. And when my mom found that out, yeah, it was like, oh, we're gonna like pray all this away. And so I think that she just kind of tied all that together, like, oh, my children have this ancestry, like, I don't know, like, I'm yet to kind of like put those together, but I've had stories like through the years just where
so that was growing up in the house. As an adult, did you ever see anything?
No, I haven't really seen it. I think they just left me alone after a while because they're like, we can't scare you, so yeah. I try. but my grandmother, I lived on a ranch out here in Southern California for a little while, and my grandmother, she was really old, and it was literally the last year of her life. We didn't know that. I kind of felt it, but I had taken her home with me one time because my grandfather had fallen and I was helping with her. And I had to go grab my stuff, so she comes with me, and she's in the back, and we had, like, horses back there, and she's looking over to the right, and she's talking to somebody, and I was like, Grandma, like, who are you talking to? She's like, oh, the guy over here, like, and there was nobody there Mm-mm. at all, and, like, she was talking to this guy, and I was like, oh, there's a guy at my house, okay.
Wow. Yeah. So your grandma could see things, definitely. Yeah. So well, maybe you get the gift from her.
Away, so, yeah.
Maybe
she passed away later that year. So I kind of feel like she was on that, like.
I've heard that too, actually.
Yeah.
That when people are getting ready to transition, that they start to see the spirit realm. There's a documentary on Netflix. It's called Surviving Death. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, it is incredible. Stax, have you heard of it? Called Surviving Death.
No, but I'm interested.
Bruh, it is so
check it out.
Cool. I mean, the first couple episodes is like people who had near-death experiences, and then they have a couple episodes about medium, psychics, seances, all that kind of stuff. Then they do episodes about reincarnation and people who believe they have been reincarnated. It is incredible. Did you just think of another story?
So... Just to say real quick, this is where I sound like a complete psychopath. Probably my first time saying it publicly. But I believe so. I don't know why.
You believe that you're reincarnated?
Yes.
What, do you have other people's memories?
There's been certain places I've been, stuff that I've done, that it's this weird, you can't describe it because there's no way to possibly describe it, but I'll get this weird, it's like in the back of my head, this weird pulse or vibration, almost like I'm not supposed to be here or I've been here, like one of the two. And none of it is said in words, but But somehow that vibration relays to me as like, that's just what it registers. Is I've either been here before or I need to get out of here right now. And it's weird. And I start to feel like, sometimes I feel like I know things without ever having encountering it or learning it. So how would I know it?
Yeah.
And then the year 1969 has popped up in countless dreams. I don't know why. Yeah, I don't know.
Whoa.
I don't know. I have no idea.
That's incredible. I really even more so want to connect you with somebody because I feel like there's so much to unpack.
Yeah.
So much to unpack there. And you should watch that documentary. Like it's
I would love to. It's on Netflix, you said?
Oh yeah. It's on Netflix. It's incredible. It's usually little kids that have these memories, and they say because they're closest to the original like consciousness of being born, right? So if they were reincarnated, this spirit ends and then theirs picks up. And so in the first years of their life, they're more likely to remember their past lives. And then when you get older, you have a whole 30 years of memories of your own, you know, that cloud and take up space. So anyways, they had some kids on there that would like, this one little kid, he was saying how he was killed by somebody. And he gave a real name to his mom. He's like 2 or 3 years old. He's young. He gave his mom a real name. And then the mom starts looking up. And sure enough, like in like the 80s or 90s or something, a little boy was killed by like his babysitter or something. And so she reaches out to this whole university that's doing studies on this. And they like quiz this kid and they show him pictures of that boy who passed away, of his mom. And then just a lady, a random lady, and he picks out the right one, who's the mom. He picks out the right dad. He picks out the right park that was right next to their house. Like unreal crazy stuff. But anyway, check that out. That is called Surviving Death and it's on Netflix. Wendy, did you have any more stories that you wanted to share with us before we move on?
Not really, no. I mean, there's like little things that would come up, but it's nothing like super scary like that shadow guy. I do believe on the kid aspect. I have a son and he told me one time, he was probably about 2 or 3, he's like, Mom, I searched and searched and searched for you and I found you. And I was like, and he's like, now you're my mom. And I was like, wow. You know,
that like, is special.
It's super special, but it like really makes me think that for sure there is such a thing.
Wow. That's really
special. You don't just say that at 2 or 3. You don't just say that.
No. You don't just be like, hey, guess what?
I've been searching for you and now I'm here, Mom.
I'm here. I mean, I've had psychics like tell me that I'm open. So, I mean, I totally think I've actually spoke with a curandera, which you might, they're like spirit in the Mexican culture. They're like medicine women. And there's things that they like, she has taught me and told me about and why I probably saw all this stuff as a child and why as an adult I connect with people in a different way. But
that's interesting that you don't see the spirit realm anymore, but you connect with other humans on a different level.
Yeah, like I would really like, I feel people's energy a lot and it's kind of like there's times I wish I didn't.
Oh, I hear you for sure. Yeah. Catherine says, I had a life-changing moment as a 5-year-old child as a near drowning and ever since have had experiences. Wow.
That's something I learned, is when you have those near-death experiences, you connect spiritually.
Yeah. That's what this documentary talked about too. They interviewed a bunch of people who had near-death experiences and how it like changed everything after that. Wendy, thank you so much for joining us and sharing your story. I mean, I don't know if your cat is still with us, but God bless him. Like that was a
He's hanging out with George.
Okay, that was a close call. That was a real close one. But now him and George is just out there protecting somebody else. Thank you so much, Wendy. Take care. if I saw my dog Bonzo getting dragged down my bed, I will fight a ghost so hard.
Yeah, I'll be strapping.
Let me tell you, we gonna fight ghosts. Especially ghost.
Bonzo. He's such a sweetheart too. Yeah.
I will fight the air. I don't even care. Okay. Our last guest is lived in Reno. A ghost followed her home and became friends with her son. Please welcome Mary Beth Torado. Hey, hi, girl. Guys.
What's up, girl?
Mary hey. Beth. Mary Beth, that's your full, your first name is Mary Beth.
Yeah, I don't have a middle name. My dad didn't have one, so I didn't get one. So it's all one big name.
Mary Beth, let's go. Okay, so tell us this story. Like, paint the picture for us. Where are we? What happened?
Okay. So it was in Reno. A friend of mine had called me and said she was going to be a manager at this store that was opening. It was a Fallis or Fias, however you want to say it. And she needed some people. So she was like, you know, do you want to come and work for me? So the first day there was this lady there. She's kind of quirky. And she was like, hey, this place is haunted. And I'm kind of a smart ass. And I was just like, oh, okay, like Casper, mm-hmm. like cool, it's haunted.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I was kind of mean to the ghost. I mocked the ghost.
Oh, I've learned my lesson. I've learned my lesson doing that before.
Yeah, so I did. This is my lesson. And so... So they had told me, they said that the building that we were in used to be one whole building and the security was still connected, kind of. So when the motion detectors would go off in our warehouse, the other company would actually be notified that there was movement. So and then corporate could actually watch the videos from what I was told. So this was a story that I was given like my first day. They said that corporate had called and they were like, dude, whoever's in the back, send them home. They're just standing there. They've been standing there for like an hour, like whoever it is, peace out. And yeah, so actually everyone was in the front of the store. There actually was no one in the warehouse. They went and checked. Yeah, they went and checked just to be sure, for sure no one was there. So that was the story that I was given. And I was just like, whatever, you know, nah. And so little things would happen. It was kind of creepy. There was this hole in the front of the building. And there was probably like a 10-foot gap between the ceiling and then the actual ceiling. It was kind of like a warehouse style, you know, like the corkboard in the old school little shops and stuff.
Yeah, I think
so. So there was a hole there. Yeah, so kind of like in Walmarts or in like a Target, anything. Just the cork board that actually hides all of the actual ceiling.
Yeah.
So it was like that. So a part was missing. And at night, it was just creepy. Like, it was the creepiest thing. I would just stare up into it, and I'd get the, like, the eeriest feeling.
First of all, it was so creepy, so I would just stare into it.
Yeah. I know. People, they told me to stop. Like, I was bringing it on to myself. Uh-huh. And so, but I couldn't stop looking because I just got the feeling like someone was watching me. And so I would just stare up into it, and I would always be so scared that something was going to be looking back at me, but I just couldn't help looking at it. And so little things started happening, like noises. You would hear someone walking in the ceiling. And of course, if you were to put something that weighed 2 pounds up there, it would fall straight through. Mm. It's not actually something that you could actually stand on. So the faster you would walk, the more scared you would be, the faster it would run.
Oh.
And so, yeah. So there was points where I just got super terrified. It was my fault. Like, again, I was mocking the thing. I would hear little noises, just like whatever. So you'd have to lock up in the back, turn off the light. So you're walking through a pitch black.
Okay. Don't be alarmed.
Anyways.
Don't be alarmed, but the ghost is in your room right now.
No, that's my friend.
Don't be alarmed. But he followed you.
For 1 second, I was like, what the fuck?
No, my sister said that earlier. We were checking out the video, and she's like, the furniture just moved behind you. And I was like, yeah, that was my friend.
Oh, my.
So, no. Yeah, that was planned. No. But so you'd have to walk through the whole building, and it'd be pitch black, and you'd have whatever was up in the ceiling just running as fast as you were running to get to the front. So the video I sent in, it actually, it shows, like, the TV looks back at you. So, like, when people walk in the store, they can feel intimidated, like, hey, you're on camera.
Right.
And so it was real janky. Like, we had a lock, but it didn't really work. So we had, like, this 10-pound, like, chain that we would have to chain around the door and then put a padlock on. So you're running for your life, and then you get to the door, you finally lock it, then you have to wrap this thing around it. And put the chain on. And so the video that I had sent in was actually my boss and I locking the door, and all of a sudden this little orb just starts going across, and it was there for a good 60 seconds. I just couldn't get my phone out fast enough. Right. And so that was all that I had caught of it. But it was just stuff like that. I think the scariest thing that happened for any one of us in the store, well, maybe two. So stuck inside that cork
board. Real quick, before you go to the scariest things that happened, let's pull up the video and tell us what's happening.
So we're locking the door in that little white little orb thing. It was in
bottom left,
just flying across the video, and then it had popped back up. And I talked to it. So you can hear me telling it, like, hey, dude, like, can you come back on the camera for me? Mm-hmm. I didn't get enough of the video.
Who are you?
And we're talking about, everyone said it was a girl. For some reason, I was very adamant that it was like a guy. I just got that feeling from it.
Uh-huh.
And so that's what's going on in the video. That's what we actually saw. We double checked in front of the camera. We were making sure there was no balloons. There was no reflection. Like, we moved around. We tried to recreate what had happened on the video. And there was just no way for us to, like, recreate what had happened. So I come in one day, and the people who had closed the night before me, they were like, you're never going to believe what happened. And, like, you can see from the front of the store all the way to the back. So if someone was 10 feet in the air for more than 2 seconds, the person who's standing at the front of the store would be able to see, you know, anyone near the ceiling. And so hooked into the corkboard, like physically pushed in and pulled back down on a little hook, was a pair of socks, and they were just dangling from the ceiling back and forth.
Mm-mm.
And when I walked in, they were like, hey, your friend was here last night. Uh-uh. And he put some socks in the ceiling. And the guy who had actually gone up and grabbed the socks, he was like, they were jammed in there. Like, mm-mm, you had to forcibly push them in there.
Wow.
And then, like I said, the security system was connected from one side of the building to the other. So in the middle of the night, one night, my boss got a phone call, and they were like, hey, your motion detectors are going off inside your building. So they're able to see, like, what door goes in, where they came in and out of. It was for about 30 minutes. Just constant movement, but no door was breached. So there was no in and there was no out. And they actually did send someone down there to go check and see if there was anyone locked in the building, and there was no one in the room.
Oh, heck no.
So I made fun of the ghost, like I said, at first. The socks in the ceiling and all of that other stuff kind of came after, like, I was scared. I was like, you know, screw this. Like, it's just fucking, it's out of control.
Yeah.
So I went and got one of, like, the prayer candles, the Jesus candles.
Yes.
So I went and got one of those.
The one that's at every corner car accident or shooting memorial.
Yeah.
Give me a Virgin Mary one. Give me a St. Michael one. Give me a Jesus one. All the ones. Give me all the candles. Yes, Lord.
Yeah, so I started reading the back of them, and I'm like, okay, I picked the Guardian one. I'm like, this one seems like it works for what I need it for. And I lit the candle in the office in the back room, and my boss was sitting back there, and she comes running out from the back of the office, and she's just white, scared, and she's like, someone just said hello. And she was beyond scared. You could just see, and she was the one in the video with me kind of joking, like, oh, it's a girl. Like, she was kind of mocking it the same way I was, but that was like actually terrifying for her. And so I jumped to going home. So my son back a little background on my son. He's kind of in tune to that whole side of the spirit world, I feel like. My dad has passed, and he was born on St. Patty's Day, and he passed before my son, or actually my son was two. He had passed away. And so he doesn't really know much about my dad. It's kind of still a touchy subject for me to even talk about. So I don't really talk about him or share stories or things like that. And so one Halloween, he goes and he gets the Mardi Gras beads. It was a St. Patty's one that I had wore on St. Patrick's Day to celebrate my dad's birthday. And he wanted to wear it with his costume. And I'm like, okay, so, you know, why are you wearing that? And he goes, well, it's Grandpa's. And there was no way for him to know that my dad was born on St. Patrick's Day. He was two. And so he would ask me questions like, you know, can we go fishing? Like Grandpa would take you fishing, or can we go? Like just stuff like that. Like there's no way that he would know it, but he knew it about my dad and he would ask me about it. So weird things started happening at my house. Now, Reno is on a lot of Indian land. I don't know so much if it's burial grounds. I'm pretty sure there's some type, but I lived like maybe 100 yards from the actual reservation. And I also lived on a river. So you could, out my window, you could throw a rock into the river. I was that close. And you know, they say that water attracts a lot of paranormal. And the apartment that I lived in had actually gone underwater. I'm not sure if anyone had died in that, but it did flood there. And the whole first floor was actually underwater.
Wow.
So I started, like, the lights would start to flicker. Toys started just going off without anyone being out there. And I mean, it would just be every toy in the living room. And you just, I like, toys are creepy. I hate toys that make noises. But they would just go off. And it got to the point you were just like, oh my God, like, stop. And boom, everything stops. And it got to the point where we had to take the toys out because my son would be in the living room because I had like a little tent that I would just shove all the toys in. So they were hidden and just looked like a cute little playhouse. So all the toys would be in there and my son would just be up in the middle of the night sitting there playing with toys and talking. And you'd ask him what he was doing and he's like, I'm playing with Buddy. He'd be like, Buddy's here, Buddy's playing with me. And he would just be creepily up in the middle of the night. And he'd be like, well, Buddy doesn't like that, Mom, or Buddy's coming with me. We went to Chuck E. Cheese for his birthday and he's like, can Buddy come to Chuck E. Cheese with me? And I was like, no, Buddy can't come. And he's like, well, Buddy's mad. Buddy doesn't like that. Buddy wants to come. So the only time that actually he wasn't scared, so I wasn't scared. So he didn't like, he wasn't like, Mom, there's a, you know, monster in my closet. He was just like, this is my friend. But when Buddy would come around, things would start happening. So that's when I was like, okay, this isn't an imaginary friend. This is a ghost. And Buddy didn't like me so much. I always made Buddy mad. And so he would just say things like that. And when we went to move from the place, he was like, well, Buddy's going to pack his things and Buddy's going to come with us. And I'm just like, no, Buddy's not coming with us. So before I had moved, I staged the house and I cleansed everything. And I just like said a prayer over the house and it didn't have, like, he didn't come with us. So I think
Did your prayer sound something like, bye, Buddy. Hope you find your dad.
I hate myself. Please, Lord Jesus, I don't want to deal with this shit anymore. I'm sorry for cussing, but can you not bring the fucking ghost with us? Like, please. So it never went past that, but he'll still say, like, Mom, there's a man standing over there, or Mom, you know, there's this or that.
How old is he?
I just feel like...
How old is your son?
He's five now.
Five. So he's still young.
Yeah, when this was all happening, he was like three. And it was crazy how fast his vocabulary had like advanced when he was talking to Buddy. And he would just explain things that I was just like, how do you even know that? You know, he talks about God and Jesus and heaven and death.
Wow.
And he's never actually been into like church. So it's not like he's sitting there in Sunday school every Sunday learning about these things, but he just speaks about them. And it's crazy. He seems so like in touch to it. So my last little thing that happened at my apartment was my neighbors upstairs like drove me bananas for 2 months straight. And I've lived in some shady places. I lived in South Central LA. You don't just go calling your landlord, or you don't go calling the cops and just like ratting on your neighbors, like, you know, snitches get what they get. And so I just kind of let it go. I just was like, you know, whatever. But it got to the point where
Mary Beth, though, like, let's get it twisted. Okay. Like, it's Mary Beth. It sounds real sweet. It sounds real cute. Mary Beth. Yeah, I got two first names. Don't get it twisted. She knows the rules of the streets.
Yeah, that half of my Rican comes out and I have a little bit of an attitude. Come on. But yeah. So, but it was like 2 months and it got to the point where it was like someone was jumping. It felt like someone was jumping off of one thing, pounding onto the ground. You could feel the chandelier, like the chandelier was shaking. It was just so much noise and I just couldn't take it anymore. So I called the office and I'm like, look, I don't want to like stir up problems, but can you like have them remove the trampoline from upstairs? Like, I can't take it anymore. I don't know what's going on. And the lady was like, ma'am, no one's lived there for 2 months.
Stop.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah. She had maintenance go and check. And you know, the funny little, like, you know how when they want you to know, like, hey, we clean the carpet and they do like the little pretty designs and stuff.
Yes. Yes.
So they,
pause for a second. Like, yeah, why I get mad ahead. when they don't leave designs. I'm like, did you even try? Did you even like, if I don't see the vacuum lines, is it your first day? Like, I'm upset.
Exactly. So they were like, look, stand we by. Went up Hold there, on. We checked. Go ahead.
Uh-oh, they unplugged you.
Stand by.
They're there.
I just freaked myself out right now. I totally just freaked myself out right now. It's like, oh my God, my cord just like disappeared. It came out of the machine when I laughed and it like disappeared. And I was trying to like plug it back in over here, but it was to here that fell out. So stupid. Okay, finish your story.
Oh yeah. So they had sent maintenance up there. Nothing had been disturbed. They were like, the carpet would like, it didn't look like anyone had walked on it. And based on what I had said, it should, you know, there should be run marks or something in it. So yeah, no, there was literally no one up there, but.
Ooh, girl. And
when I had called the office, I actually asked her, I'm like, can you hear that? Like, can you hear them walk? Like, you can hear it right now. And she was like, yeah, I can hear them. I'll send maintenance over there. And yeah.
So they could hear it.
They could hear it. Yeah. They could hear what I was talking about, but
there was just no explanation for it.
No explanation.
Oh no. That's insane. Yeah. That's incredibly scary. And I'm glad that you moved out away from that. Have you had any experiences since you moved out?
So I kind of experience, what you guys were talking about with the smells, nothing that scares me. There's two distinct smells and I know that they're both my grandmother's, one wore Gina Tay, and my other grandmother wore this other one. I can't remember what it was, but I just know the smell. And so I know when they're around me. My son had an event when he was my oldest son. He's 17 now, but when he was younger, we lived in the back of a house that lived where his family used to live. Like the whole family lives on like one street, or did at the time. Uh-huh. And my son would laugh out the window, just like laugh. And I actually found out that his great grandfather had died under the tree that he would stare out the window at. And so I always just assumed that he was sitting there playing with his great grandfather. Wow. But nothing crazy since then. Like I said, I do the smells, or I feel like I have some kind of sensitivity. I can think about somebody, whether we've talked last week or 2 years ago, they'll contact me. Mm. Like I can, even with you guys, I was like, well, I haven't heard back. I submitted the thing. And then literally, I think an hour later, I had gotten an email from you guys. I was like, oh, hey, it worked.
Wow,
so,
look at you manifesting. Yes, queen.
Yeah, just little things like that, but nothing like super creepy or ghosty.
Well, manifest your millions and live.
I'm working on it. I'm working.
Yes, queen. I believe in you. You could do it.
thank you.
Girl, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Your stories are insane. Thank you for sharing them with us. And I appreciate you. And if you have if you have any more things that happen to you, send us another message. Let us know for sure.
Definitely. And I would love to play with a Ouija board too. So if you ever get brave enough, holler at me. We can do it.
Mary Beth, don't do it, girl.
Look, I know, but I want to.
Girl.
Just try.
Y'all, I see I'm not having none of that. I don't want to have none of that. Y'all do it on your own. I will not be live streaming that event. No, thank you. H-E-double hockey sticks. Goodbye. No, seriously.
H-E-double
Mary Beth,
hockey sticks.
You are amazing. Thank you for joining us. And
no, thank you guys.
And yeah, we'll see you soon.
Bye.
Be safe, Mary Beth.
Bye. Yo, when she was saying her son would like laugh out the window, and then that was the tree where his dad died or grandpa died or somebody died, I was like, wait, that's mean. Don't laugh at him every time you pass by the tree that he died. But then that makes more sense. That he's laughing.
Yeah, he's probably telling him jokes. There was something going on. He was laughing. Yeah, for sure.
Because they were
playing. Died there. That'd be so perfect.
Okay, there's this one comment that I read. I'm scrolling back to see if I can find it. This woman left a story. Okay. Ryan, the Gina Parrish left a comment. And she says, I'm from the funeral industry. Just a day in the life or death, gatekeepers, eh? We see so much cray-cray stuff. Some days it's so dark in the funeral home due to not good spirit. I had a 3-year-old follow me home after I prepared her for her family to see the next day. That is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I have so many follow-up questions for Gina Parrish. But Gina, can you go to www.angela.com/ghost stories and submit this story so we can bring you on a future episode and ask you more questions? Because I want to know about this 3-year-old. Oh, reminds me of a story that I saw. It's an article. I'll try to find it. But there's a little girl caught on security camera at a cemetery. And it's like the middle of the night. And there's this like, you full on see the little girl and in these security camera images, but she's a ghost. Like she's a little girl who's buried in this cemetery. And then they like interview the woman who's supposedly the mom of this little girl who like keeps appearing on the security cameras. Like how insane is that?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Anywho, these were some really great stories. How are you feeling, Stax? Are you feeling like there's... your spirit guides are near? Are they present? Did we take roll? Like, what are you thinking?
Did we take roll? I mean, obviously, apparently I know they are because they're with me at all times, but like on some weird shit, I want to see something tonight. That'd be cool.
Hey, did you mentioned the woman that is like jealous of you, protective of you. Like, she swiped right and is like, no one else gets to have you. Has your fiance, your girlfriend, has she experienced any like things because of your spirit guide person?
Nah, she always, if I even mention it, no, I don't want to hear about it. That freaks me out. Like, stop talking to me. I don't want to hear about it. Mm-hmm. I can't even say anything.
Because I wonder if now, like, she's your main squeeze, that your ghost squeeze is like, oh, wait till you fall asleep. You know what I mean?
Not at all. No experiences, no encounters. She doesn't want to hear my stories, nothing to do with it. Literally, I wasn't kidding. Two nights ago, I was down here in the kitchen. I was right here at this table, and I kept hearing something in the kitchen. And then as soon as I heard the slightest of what sounded like a whisper, I was like, man, okay, I'll go upstairs. I'll get out of here. So it's almost like, go, get away from here.
Bruh, I'm going to rewind this episode. I think it was at like 22 minutes in. Ryan, I don't know if you made note of it at all. I think it was at like 22 minutes in where I for sure heard the whisper. And I know other people heard it too because they left comments. So I'm going to
they all commented.
Thank you so much. It's at 21:54. You did make an out. Love you,
look
Ryan.
At him.
Yeah,
he got it.
We're going to go back and listen to it. Don't look now, but I think your spirit guide has arrived.
Oh my God, it's the dark one too.
Oh yeah, look at this picture of us.
That's a classic right there.
Look at your hair. How long was your, who is that, Justin? Oh my God.
He's literally been sitting on his couch for like 30 minutes waiting to do that. But I was like, wait,
that's all I wanted to do.
You've been here all night just for your bit. You had to dedicate and commit to the bit. You had to commit to the bit is what it is.
I did. You know, I came in, I came in late, but I came in strong, you know? I feel like we executed. It was good. Everybody got a good laugh.
You're an idiot.
Mission accomplished.
Nah, man, we missed
you, man. Mission accomplished. Hey, let's go, mission accomplished. Come on. I like
for sure.
It.
Yeah. About this guy with a snigger on his neck the whole time, am I right?
He's unreal. He's unreal, this guy. Next time I'm in Miami, which I think is coming up soon, I'm going to have to see some of these wild animals. Maybe we'll go fishing.
Let's go.
I'd love to take you. Just let me know what you want to catch and we make it happen.
Let's go fishing in a haunted lake. That way we have some ghost stories to go with.
Yes. Like a pond behind a cemetery.
There's haunted lakes. You know of one?
For sure.
Probably.
I know for sure there's one in Atlanta because they've been trying to shut it down forever. T.I.'s got this thing that people get dragged down to the...
I'm not going there.
We won't go there. We won't go there.
Terrible idea.
We'll go to like Okeechobee or something.
We can go there. I'm not going to get pulled to the bottom of a pond.
That is an awful idea.
Hell no.
All right. That's all I wanted to do. Bye, peace Justin. Out, everybody. Ghost stories.
Ghost stories. We out. Yes. You guys, thank you so much. Stacks, thank you so much. And I'm going to try to connect you with AJ and maybe we can get to the bottom of some of this and then we'll bring you back on and hear what he has to say.
Yeah, that'd be an awesome follow-up. I would look forward to that and I'd appreciate it.
Thank you. Now tell everybody where they can follow you and your crazy shenanigans that you're always up to.
Basically anywhere as displayed in the screen at Stacks954. Make sure you put a Z at the end because that's the seasoning. If you put an S, it's like typical. So STACKZ 954, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, just Google, just type that anywhere and then I'll pop up everywhere with a bunch of these little things.
Dope. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for sharing your stories and I hope you have a good night. And I know you want to experience and see something, but I do not. So take it all. We give it all to you. Have it and keep me posted.
I got you. I'll shoot you a DM tomorrow, whatever I see. And thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate you.
Of course. Bye.
Good night.
Yo, these were some great stories and some really great comments. For some of you that are commenting and leaving your story in the comments, go to angela.com/ghost stories and submit your story there so we can pick you to come live and you can come and tell your story to us and we'll ask you questions and it'll be great. So angela.com/ghost stories. Thank you everybody for joining us. Don't forget to subscribe to us because we're a podcast now. You can go to laughonbeat.com and subscribe to the podcast. Watch us on YouTube. You could check out Nights at the Round Table, my other podcast, and Mangela, the one that I do with my husband and all of that kind of stuff. But if you want more ghost stories and creepy goblin goobliny stuff, then stay here with Ghost Stories with Angela. Thank you guys so much and have a good night. Bye-bye.